Welcome to 2021. In Washington, Congress is still trying to wrap up the work of 2020. In the past hour, the Senate handed President Trump the first veto override of his presidency. Senators voted 81 to 13 to make a defense policy bill law, despite the president's objections. And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders tried and failed to force a vote on those $2,000 coronavirus relief checks that President Trump called for. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls it socialism for rich people. Joining us now with the latest is Rick Klein, political director at ABC News. Happy New Year, Rick.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, so we saw a last gasp effort today from Senator Sanders on those $2,000 coronavirus relief checks. What has the fight over these checks revealed really about our politics? Some people really need this money.
Yeah, people need the money. People are desperate out there. But there are objections that are coming from different corners of the Republican Party. President Trump endorsed these larger checks in his pseudo threat to veto the government funding bill and the COVID relief bill. He ended up signing the bill, but the push for that additional money goes on. And he has found some unlikely allies in Democrats, including Bernie Sanders, who've long said that there needs to be more direct relief to the American people. Standing in their way, though, are Senate Republicans. Mitch McConnell, not a fan of those additional payments. Several of his colleagues talking about the impact on the national debt and the deficit, and also concerned that a lot of the money would be going to people who really don't need it. And that's what leaves us in this legislative deadlock with this current session of Congress about to expire. There is no realistic process for those bigger checks to go out. The smaller checks of $600 per individual are on their way out the door, but the larger checks, that does not seem likely to happen.
Okay, I want to ask you more about this argument about the checks to people with higher incomes. This week, the nonpartisan think tank, the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, reviewed whether $2,000 stimulus checks would go to households earning six figures under this plan that the House approved. And it rated it as largely true, but it also found that checks to really high income families would be rare. So do you think that this House bill is going to color the debate over passing more aid next year? Or really this year?
I think it's going to be a different dynamic.
I'm already doing this thing this year. Yeah, this year.
Right, happy 2021. This year is going to have different dynamics, starting really in 3 weeks when President-elect Biden becomes president. The Democrats are going to have a slightly smaller majority in the House, but they still have the prospects, depending on the Georgia runoff elections next week, of taking the Senate majority. So I think that the politics are going to be different. But I think the concern now that's being raised about those larger checks is that there's no testing as to whether a household actually needs the money. There are some middle income, say, low six-figure households that would get it that are perfectly fine, that are fully employed. There are other households that don't have any sources of income right now after previously making decent incomes in the past, and this is a real lifeline for them. And I think you're going to see a change also that there's a number of Democrats that want to see this aid go directly to states and municipalities that have huge holes in their budgets, that may be a better way to target relief. That's been a non-starter under President Trump and under Republican control of the Senate. Whether the dynamics are different if the Democrats control the Senate and when Biden is president is going to be a question for a few weeks from now.
Yeah, let's talk about Georgia now. So stopping socialism has been the rallying cry for the two Senate Republicans running for re-election in runoff races this week. Now one of them, David Perdue, has to quarantine because he says he was exposed to the coronavirus. Have the Democratic candidates been able to really cut through the noise and get out the vote? What has this runoff become a test of?
Well, early voting does seem to favor Democrats, but it always favors Democrats. And I think their concern is, can you build up enough of a lead to overcome the Republican turnout effort on Election Day itself? We have Senator Harris coming to the state on Sunday, and then President-elect Biden and President Trump will both be in Georgia on Monday, showcasing how important this race is. It's unprecedented to have this double barrel runoff situation that is literally going to determine control of the Senate and maybe the course of the Biden agenda, his ability to get nominees confirmed, the ability to control the Senate floor when it comes to legislation, all of that very much on the line for the first 2 years of the Biden presidency with what happens next week. And it becomes a test of loyalty to Trump because both of the Republican candidates there are very much pro-Trump and have established themselves as as kind of bulwarks against what they say is a creeping socialism. And I think a test for Democrats as to whether they can keep some momentum going after the Biden wins in Georgia and a few other red states and begin to remake the electoral map. Realistically, Republicans were long thought to have the advantage in these Senate races as the incumbents and particularly in runoffs. But I think the conventional wisdom has shifted a bit.
So much to talk about and watch out for next week. We'll also have the certifying of the Electoral College tally. Thank you so much for all of your work with us this year. Rick Klein is political director at ABC News. Thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.